Web hosting for Lowdown Radio is provided by HostGator.com. Use the code LOWDOWNRADIO and receive $9.94 off your next hosting package. Eat up the competition at HostGator.com. You're listening to The Lowdown.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Lowdown. This is episode number 13 of The Lowdown. Today is Thursday, December the 16th, 2010. And I'm joined, as always, by my boy, Bobby Rogue. Bobby, what's going on?
It's just Bobby Merry Christmas all around the world, Carlos.
Dude, it's looking like Christmas here. We got about 4 inches of snow today, which is a little unexpected. And they were shutting down schools and everything. But yeah, the roads were a mess and really cold. And I forgot how much I hate the snow.
It's looking like Christmas here in San Francisco, California as well. I had to wear some extra long shorts and actually had to put on my windbreaker.
Oh my goodness. Extra long shorts. That must be nice, dude. It's like 20 degrees here right now. So, all right. So we're taking a little bit different format with the Lowdown. If you listened to our show last week, our 1 year reflection, we said we're going to organize a Lowdown Radio a little bit more and, try some different stuff and see what you guys think. And, part of what we hope to do is inform you guys, because we are giving you the lowdown on TVs and movies and random thoughts. So we're going to start out with our first kind of standing segment, and we're going to talk about the movies that are coming out this week, both at the theater and on DVD. And this list is courtesy of whenitdrops.com, which something I found in my feed reader about a month ago, and I passed it on to Bobby. Thought it was a really good website, really informative. And instead of you having to go out and figure out which movies are coming out, let the Lowdown inform you, keep you informed, so you come back week in, week out and listen, and let us be the guys that keep you informed on the latest and greatest movies. So at the theater this week, we've got Tron Legacy, we've got Yogi Bear, we got a movie called How Do You Know, Rabbit Hole, The Soon in the Darkness, Frankie and Alice in the Fighter. Bobby, talk to me about, out of all those movies, which one are you going to see?
I think the first one I'm actually going to go see is How Do You Know? Number one, because I am a big fan of Reese Witherspoon, because I think she's a hottie. And I like the comedic chops of Mr. Owen Wilson. And you take it back to what I consider some of the golden age of cinematic actors. It's got the Joker, Jack Nicholson.
You know, when I had looked on whenitdrops.com, and I hadn't even seen that this movie was coming out. So talk to me a little bit about what the movie's about.
So from looking at the trailers, it looks like it has to do with a relationship. So I take it we're going to get our Christmas holiday romantic comedy. And it's basically, you know, Reese Witherspoon is going to play the point actor, where she, I believe, dumps Paul Rudd and probably is going to, you know, have some sort of triangle with Nicholson and Wilson. Wilson, I believe, is supposed to play a professional hockey player in the movie. So, you know, I think it's one of those movies that's following in the footsteps of, you know, 500 Days of Summer or last year's Valentine's Day.
Right.
You know, those cool romantic comedies that America has grown to love. So I like, you know, just hopping into the theater and just kind of, you know, watching a casual movie now and then. There's nothing sophisticated about this film. There's nothing intellectual about this film. It's straight up a popcorn flick. And the galaxy knows Bobby Rogue is down for popcorn flicks.
So you're trying to say you love chick flicks, huh? Is that what you just admitted on the air live?
Yes, I did. With a heavy heart, I admit it. I also watch Glee, damn it.
So out of all this list, I think the only movie that I'm going to see is probably Tron Legacy. You know, we've talked about that movie before, and I think we've been talking about that movie all year since January when we did our, you know, 2010 movies.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we've been waiting for that one. I've been waiting for that one. You know, definitely big Tron fan growing up, and big fan of the video game. So I'm interested to see what this one's about. And trailers look awesome. I even told my wife that, you know, I'm not a big 3D guy or an IMAX guy. You know, I really don't care about watching it. I'd rather just watch the movie regardless. But I think this one I'm actually going to probably go watch in 3D if I get the opportunity to. So I'm really looking forward to that one.
Carlos, remind me, what is Tron?
So Tron is a, if I remember the story correctly from the first movie, and I can't remember if the movie came out first or if the video game came out first, but it's a story about a computer programmer who developed this game, and then somehow he got sucked into the game, and he had to basically fight for his life within this game. But he got stuck in that game world. So Tron Legacy is the sequel to that movie, and it goes, what is it, 20 years later, and this guy's son ends up finding the same kind of equipment that his dad was using, and he gets sucked into the game too, ends up finding his father, according to the trailer, and then
finds a hot chick first, I hear.
And he ends up having to do all the same game type stuff that the Tron game did. So looks pretty awesome. The graphics look awesome. I heard that from some of the reviews that I've read, the beginning of the movie's kind of slow, but once he gets sucked into that game world, that it turns completely epic. So really looking forward to that one.
I definitely want to come back and revisit Tron after you have seen it, because I think myself, as well as the internet world, is going to want to know, is Carlos going to be torn or not torn in regards to Tron?
No, I don't think it's going to be like the Lost finale, which maybe we could talk about in a little bit. But yeah, I finally saw the Lost finale for people wondering what we're talking about. So, and I had tweeted that I was torn about it, whether I really liked it or not. But anyways, Bobby, why don't you talk a little bit about which DVDs are coming out this week?
Man, oh man, the DVDs. You know, I got to tell you, I'm going to sidestep a little bit here, but when DVDs first came out, you would catch me at the DVD store every Tuesday, and I would buy a DVD. And boy, has the world changed, and we'll talk about it later, but, you know, what am I going to do with my DVD collection now that instant streaming is here?
Not really.
But to the DVDs that are coming out, The A-Team, The Other Guys, Despicable Me, got a TV series, 24, never seen it, heard it's popular. Only time I ever liked Jack Bauer was when he played a cowboy in the Young Guns movies. But, man, I'll talk about Despicable Me. I think, hands down, my cartoon of 2010 was Despicable Me. Completely love that cartoon. I think it is awesome. I think I may purchase... Definitely. Did you get a chance to see Despicable Me, A-Team, The Other Guys, or 24?
Yeah, you know what? When I was looking at the DVD releases from this week, I realized I hadn't seen any of these movies. And I really wanted to see the A-Team, and I heard nothing but great things about Despicable Me. Or even, you know, another movie coming out is The Other Guys. I didn't see any of these, and I'm kind of disappointed now that I didn't get a chance to watch any of this. I mean, the A-Team is one of those kind of macho, in your face, lots of crap blowing up, but the story sucks kind of flicks from what I heard. So, yep. You know, it's just something you got to watch because it's the A-Team.
The A-Team was cool. I mean, I was definitely a kid of the 80s, and I tuned in weekly to watch the A-Team. Of course, you know, Mr. T shot to fame because of the A-Team. But my favorite character in the A-Team was actually Face Man. And right, I thought that he was completely awesome. It also, I think, somehow subconsciously connects to my love of Battlestar Galactica, because that was also Dirk Benedict who played Starbuck.
Very, very true. Sure was.
So I think there's a Bobby Rogue, TV family tree out there somewhere. But it was cool. It definitely had a lot of action-packed scenes. Other guys I saw, it was cool.
But
just it was not
but cool. was it at least funny?
I guess, you know, but to me, I think that Will Ferrell may have given us that movie too quickly. You know, we had seen other pieces of him already, right. So when this one came out, I was like, I think I'm overloaded a little bit with Will Ferrell. Just like I think right now, the motion picture world is overloading us with the comedic artistry of Zach Galifianakis. That guy's in everything. Yeah. Jesus Christ, get him out of the screens already. He's getting boring.
Yeah.
So that's why I was whatever on the other guys. But definitely, you know, Despicable Me, I think that it gets.
So coming back from our little technical difficulties there, let's talk a little bit about what's in your Netflix queue. So tell me, what's next in your Netflix queue?
Well, I talked about it last week, and I'm going to talk about it again because I think I will continue to talk about it because it's a total disservice. But, man, I've got 85 episodes worth of Robotech on my Netflix right now, man. And I'm telling you, the more I watch Robotech, I start to think, I think Hollywood was borrowing from Robotech. I'm starting to see hints of Lost in Robotech.
Right.
I'm starting to see hints of Battlestar Galactica in Robotech. I'm starting to see hints of V in Robotech. There is so much storyline in these 85 episodes of Robotech. And Robotech came out in 84, or was written, you know, back in the early 80s. And I'm telling you, man, you got to go and you got to see it. And we got to talk about some of these episodes. And I've seen the complete series twice, once in 85. I saw all 85 episodes. Then I revisited it when I was 17 years old in 1992.
Right.
And now in 2010, I've revisited it, and it's a completely different experience. So anyways, you know, one of the things that I really, you know, thought that was cool also while I'm watching Robotech is that I like to look at it and compare it to what my buddies look like in, you know, internet world, especially those fans of lowdownradio.com. You know, Max Sterling looks exactly like my co-radio host, Carlos. Carlos, what do you feel about that?
I have not seen Robotech, so...
Have you seen the picture I texted you?
I did, and I don't see a resemblance, but maybe...
I do. You should show your significant other.
I'll let her take a look, and then we'll pass judgment once I finally get a chance to watch it. So, but getting into my Netflix queue, so I get the DVDs in the instant. So in my DVD queue, actually sitting on my DVD player right now is How to Train Your Dragon. So I've been looking forward to watching this one. I heard it's a really good movie, really funny movie.
It's a fun movie too.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking forward to watching that with my family. And then in my instant queue, Battlestar Galactica season 2. I'm still watching that. Haven't had a chance to fully catch up with those episodes because, as I alluded to earlier, we just got done watching Lost. So let me tell you my Lost story really fast, even though I'm kind of jumping off topic here.
All right, tell me.
So for about 2 months, well, I'm sorry, let me take a step back. So we were behind on our Lost for a couple seasons now. When we were living overseas in England, we weren't getting it, and we got behind, and it's this whole fiasco. So once we got back to the States, we started watching Lost, and we discovered the joy of Netflix. And every season except the last season of Lost was streaming on Netflix. So once we got to the last season, we have been waiting for the DVDs. So we've been waiting for the DVDs for about 2 months because disc one in Netflix has there's a backlog for it. So about 2 months now we've been waiting. Finally, it comes up, it gets to our house, disc one, Lost. We're all excited. We watch all four episodes, and you know, we're kind of regretting that we gotta send it back to get disc two. And lo and behold, Netflix releases a press release saying that they made a deal with Disney and ABC to start airing their stuff. And lo and behold, Lost season 6, the last season, is streaming on Netflix. So
I take it Netflix received all my grievances and they complied with my demands.
Man, I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, we've 2 months we've been waiting for this, and finally it's streaming. So of course we had a Lost marathon, and I saw Lost, and that's when I was torn about the ending. So, but yeah,
do you think about the ending, man?
You know, man, we can have a whole lowdown on Lost. It was a fan's ending, I think. I think, you know, everyone ended up with who they were supposed to, and it was a little confusing about whether they were dead and when they die and that kind of stuff. You know, it was all right. It was all right. I wasn't completely disappointed. I was a little disappointed. Definitely some tearjerk kind of moments in the ending. But, you know, overall, I think I'm satisfied with the series, you know.
Yeah, I was pretty satisfied with it, too. I mean, I wasn't satisfied that it ended, but was definitely happy that Hugo got his day in the sun, and it was cool to see Ben redeem himself by deciding not to walk inside.
Yeah, you know, that whole thing was kind of different. So maybe we can dedicate a whole lowdown to to Lost and talk about what we thought about the whole series and what we thought about the ending and what everything meant and what it didn't mean. So, all right. So moving on. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, so glad that Jin at least stayed in the island of Hawaii, because now he is filming Hawaii 5-0. That is absolutely outrageous and great.
Yeah, I have to check that out. All right, moving on to the main topic of today's show. So we're going to talk about remakes and reboots and what we think about remakes and reboots. And Bobby, why don't you start out? What do you think about remakes and reboots?
Definitely loved the reboot of the Dark Knight himself, Batman. That was cool. Definitely hated Superman. That completely sucked. And it seems now that Hollywood, if they're not ripping off international screenplays, that now they're just going to, you know, be rebooting everything and their mom or remaking them. So, you know, perfect examples this coming week, Yogi Bear remake.
Right.
Coming to a theater near you, The Smurfs remake. Coming to another theater near you, The Green Hornet remake. You know,
yeah.
It seems like all the big stuff is just being remade. And if they don't want to claim the remake tag on it, then they claim the good old reboot. Like Nightmare on Elm Street last year, that completely sucked. A-Team, you know, another remake. There's just so much stuff. I mean, what are they going to remake next? The Brady Bunch? Oh, my God, they already did that.
So talk to me about a movie that you did enjoy that was remade. Well, I mean, or rebooted. I mean, what about Star Trek?
All right, I've never seen Star Trek before, so when I first saw Star Trek ever was the reboot, which I thought was absolutely cool, even though it should have been named Star Wars Part 7. Because that was Star Wars Part 7. So that was definitely something. Man, you know, there is one remake that I'm looking forward to, and that's Red Dawn. And
right. Yeah, you've been talking about that one for a while now.
Should have come out already. It should have come out already, but because of the whole fiasco of a certain company, you know, that holds the rights to James Bond, they shall remain nameless, you know, that they also were part of Red Dawn. So Red Dawn has been shot. You know, hopefully they can, you know, handle their bankruptcy reorganization. I'll tell you this. Talking about reboots that I loved the James Bond reboot. That was one of the best reboots ever.
Well, isn't that one of the original series that kind of has been rebooting itself from the beginning? I mean, every so often they get a new James Bond in there, and isn't it kind of a reboot?
They reinvent themselves with the James Bond, but the original premise is always there. You know, the spy, the ladies' man, the cool gadgets, the cool car, you know, the exotic places around the world, and the villain. That always remains the same.
Right.
But this Bond was something different, you know, like Daniel Craig, and he is a magnificent actor, took James Bond to not to the next level. He took it to a completely different dynamic. He became a mean and gritty James Bond who was exactly what his title was Licensed to Kill. And he was just a straight up killer. You know,
right.
And that's what this James Bond was. And I think that the American audience and the worldwide audience at that saw, like, man, this guy is just like going for broke. He does not care. Like, everybody he touches, he just kills. And if he doesn't kill, he causes destruction. You know, other James Bonds, like, you know, Roger Craig, you know, he was funny. And he was charming. You know, then you've got, you know, Connolly. He was, you know, the ladies' man. Everybody loved him. And then, you know, there's always, you know, the biggest argument, like, who is your favorite James Bond?
Right.
And everybody would always talk about that. And I would always jump in on the arguments and say, well, hey, Roger Craig is my favorite James Bond. But, you know, Daniel Craig also is, you know, pretty good. I'm sorry, Roger Moore was my favorite James Bond. And now Daniel Craig has come along. I hope that the series continues because, you know, Bonds don't tend to last that long, and you know it's been a couple of years now, so I hope Daniel Craig can make it, you know, do a couple of more. Another reboot last year was you know, the Fast and the Furious series. That franchise got a reboot. I actually thought that was pretty unique because I liked it since they brought back the old actors,
right?
they're talking about filming two more films. One of them has been completed, and now they're going to take, you know, great actors from all the previous, you know, FNF movies, and they're going to put them into this one. So that's pretty cool. And I think something that's pretty unique too about that movie is that their chronological order is just really jacked up. So you kind of have to be a real fan of the Fast and Furious movies now to say, okay, this summer when the, or yeah, I think, yeah, end of April when the new one comes out, you know, I think it's called Fast Five. When right. Fast Five comes out, it's actually going to be somewhere the chronological order somewhere between 2 and 3, I hear. And a lot of people will say, well, how can you figure that out? And one of the obvious answers is that Han, you know, appears in the film. And two films ago, Han actually died. So, you know, now everybody's like, wait a minute, why is Han in the movie? And they're like, oh, well, that was before he died. So right. It's pretty cool, pretty cool.
Right.
Not to mention the exotic locales. Fast Five is hitting Rio de Janeiro, baby.
So it seems like you got a pretty strong opinion on movie reboots, but talk to me about TV reboots, because I happen to know you're a fan of a couple of them. So what do you think about TV reboots?
I like TV reboots. Hawaii 5-0. I'll tell you, I threw it on TiVo just to throw it on TiVo because there was nothing for that day. And I started watching, and, you know, first Daniel Day Kim was on there, which, you know, he's a huge character on Lost. So I thought that was pretty cool. Then I was a big fan of Varsity Blues, which was a movie, you know, brought out by MTV, went to the big screen, and Scott Conn was in it, and I'm a big fan of Scott Conn. Right. So all of a sudden, he was in Hawaii 5-0. Then all of a sudden, Kono was in Hawaii 5-0, and she was Starbuck in the reboot of BSG. And I started thinking, like, oh my God, a lot of my favorite characters are getting put into a new series. And then the kicker, they took good old Hiro Nakamura, and now he's in Hawaii 5-0. And now I'm like, oh man, this is just great. So a lot of my favorite characters are now in one series, Hawaii 5-0. And Hawaii 5-0 in, you know, decades ago was known for having this crazy villain called Wofat. Right. And lo and behold, this week on the mid-season finale, Wofat appears out of nowhere. So if you are a true Hawaii 5-0 fan or a true TV villain fan, you can Google Wofat up right now and you'll see tons of stuff. He was a crazy villain. He always got away. He was not a villain who ever got caught. So now Wofat is on Hawaii 5-0. Big fan of BSG. Right. BSG was a remake. I love the original Battlestar Galactica. I loved Dirk Benedict. I, you know, loved the original Apollo, but I, you know, and it's called now one of the best maybe one of the best TV series or well-written series of all of television.
Right.
It is good, and it's not sci-fi. It's about life and failures and moving on. That's what the series was about.
And it just happened to be in a sci-fi environment.
Yeah, definitely, you know, it sci-fi, not sci-fi. Oh, wow. So, Sci-Fi Channel, please call me. I'd like to sell that to you.
Well, you know, a lot of people are pissed off at Sci-Fi right now because not only did they cancel Caprico, but I heard today they canceled Stargate Universe.
Uh-oh. Stargate Universe has been around for a long time.
Which, yeah, I heard it had a lot of fans. I personally didn't watch it, but yeah. I saw it blow up Twitter. A lot of geeks out there are unhappy right now.
They got rid of Caprica. They got rid of Stargate Universe because now they are introducing the latest sci-fi show. Get ready for Friday Night Smackdown.
You know, that's kind of an interesting show to be put on sci-fi, but, you know, they've been trying to rebrand themselves for a while now, so.
Yeah, it's not sci-fi anymore. Now it's sci-fi, S-Y-F-Y.
So talk to me about if there's one movie or one TV show that you wish they would reboot and do it right, which would that be?
The Hardy Boys.
Ooh, interesting.
Hardy Boys, baby. Nancy Drew, loved her. You do a modern day Hardy Boys, that is badass.
That's good, man. That's really good. You put it in today's setting, you know, that's interesting.
They would be awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's an answer I didn't expect. That's pretty damn good.
I know my television. In fact, once Low Down Radio becomes a conglomerate and we have enough money, I am going to launch BTV, Bobby TV, with all my favorite shows.
That'd be pretty good, man.
It rolls off the tongue nicely, BTV.
Are you watching BTV?
Mm-hmm. Are you TV? Yes, then you need to be TV.
It's pretty good, man. You better copyright that before somebody steals it.
I should have taken up marketing or advertising or something.
All right, so we're getting into our last segment of the show. We're going to give you our website picks of the week. So this is kind of a different one, but both of us come across awesome websites I come across a good one every single day for the most part, but I'm going to pick the best one that I found for the week. And my pick for the week, and I cannot believe, as geeky and nerdy as I am, I've never seen this before, but I'm choosing a website called We Chose the Moon. It's at wechosethemoon.org. It's a website that's run by the John F. Kennedy Library, Memorial Library. I don't know if it was his presidential library or what, but basically it's a partnership with NASA, and they took footage from the Apollo 13 mission and they put it in this really flashy interactive website where you can watch the entire mission from 5 minutes before the spacecraft launched all the way to when it lands, and it'll take you to different parts of the journey, and you can look at different clips from it, and it's just really awesomely done. They did a phenomenal job on putting it together. It's so informative. If you have any kind of geeky space in you, you definitely want to check this out. I actually found it looking at the top websites for the year from MaximumPC.com. So I get my hats off to those guys because they're the ones who turned me on to it. But once I looked at it, I smacked myself in the head because I cannot believe I've never seen it before. So I definitely recommend everybody check it out. That's at WeChooseTheMoon.org.
Bobby, question. Was that with or without the Transformers?
That would be without the Transformers, thankfully.
Oh, I'm not sure if that's accurate then.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. We all know there's aliens out there. Tell me about your website pick of the week.
Gazelle, GAZELLE.com. So, we like to talk about techie stuff. Obviously, we're on a podcast. And this cool website, gazelle.com, you go to it, you type in the serial number, the model number of your electronic item, and they will actually may purchase it from you, so they can probably go resell it at some third world country. But it's pretty cool, man. I had my old iPhone lying around, you know, my 3GS.
Right.
It gave me like $110 for it.
Dude, that's like more than half a new iPhone.
Yeah, and you know, I actually was getting ready to just package it up and drop it in, you know, like the Best Buy recycling bin.
Right, right.
And I thought to myself, you know what, let me see if this website's legit. And, you know, I sent it to them and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And, you know, now I'm going to put it towards another iPhone, you know, when the iPhone, you know, next generation iPhone comes out, or some cool netbook, or some cool, you know, tablet comes out. So I think that's pretty interesting. So, you know, for you guys and gals that are like me that have my last 5 cell phones sitting in my drawer still, you know, or my last 5 computers, because I don't want anybody to dig around in my hard drive, you know, check these people out. You know, they, it's for a good cause. They're going to take it and they're going to resell it somewhere else for people that actually need it, you know. Modern equipment, you know, unmodern equipment, you know, per our U.S. standards, you know, can be very useful somewhere else, especially, you know, something like a cell phone where they may just use it to access emergency services. I think that's a huge deal. So, hey, you know, you get a little cash out of it and go buy Bobby Rogan Carlos something nice and, you know, contact us via lowdownradio.com.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I checked out the website. I had recently purchased, well, I guess it's been a few months now, but I just got an Evo 4G, so I was looking to see how much my old phone was, which I had a really old, I think it was a LG Rave or something, and it was like $10. So not as good of a deal for me, but I definitely got a lot of old electronics sitting around here that I need to run through that website to see if I can get any money for them. So definitely a great pick of the week. All right, everybody, if you want to learn more about Lowdown Radio, you can visit our website at lowdownradio.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/lowdownradio. Find us on Facebook at Lowdown Radio. And if you've got any feedback or if you want to talk about what movie or TV show you'd like to see rebooted, send us an email at podcast@lowdownradio.com. Bobby, you got any parting words for all of our listeners out there?
I just want to tell the TiVolution, go to your podcaster. Pick favorites, lowdownradio.com/feed, and you can listen to us on the TV screen, baby.
Yep, pretty awesome. Pretty awesome technology. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in, and we will check you out later.
This has been a Lowdown Radio production. To listen to all of our shows, please visit our website at lowdownradio.com.